Hello everyone, and welcome to the Dero Grams podcast. Here we have the coffee bean. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm Orange Pumpkin. Today we are going to be talking about the past fun school experiences. Well, they're not really fun, they're just random and funny. Okay, let's start with the tales of Joshua Hazem. We all know, everyone in the school knows that Joshua Hazem is the biggest troublemaker.
And he's very autistic.
Yeah, that's what me and Coffee Bean like to call him.
The autistic atom.
Yeah, every time he... we have like Spanish class, he opens his laptop and just starts playing Fortnite or watching Fortnite videos.
He's always watching Juha. He's the best player on Fortnite history.
Yeah, basically.
And also watching Mrs. Savage.
Mrs. Savage, yeah. Fun fact, we're using made up names for all of this because we're trying to keep privacy and not get copyright striked. So you definitely know who Duga is.
Or Mr. Savage.
Yeah, we also have to talk about how he also just suddenly starts like standing up on the desk and committing suicide. Like, she just stands up and says, "I've lived a good life," and then just jumps over face first onto the floor.
He once literally kicked the teacher out of the door.
Oh yeah.
He kicked him
out. And he was also half the height of us, and like back at the time we were 12, and he's like half of our height, and he was also 12.
No, he's not even 12, he's like 1.
Yeah, he looks like 7 or something.
Because he is 7.
Growth deficiencies. I sometimes feel bad for him. He's like, he has a brain deficiency, growth deficiency. No, bro, he once just interrupted the session to tell the mister, "I want to give you a hug." And then he just started hugging him and not leaving him.
Joshua Hazem is so funny.
Yeah, he just shows up all of a sudden. Like, sometimes when he's like absent, we go like, "Oh, thank goodness he's not here. Today is gonna be a really good day." But then, Donkey Michael shows up.
And he
is really
destroys the classroom.
Yes, he broke 3 desks in one day and still didn't get caught. And what he likes to call us, what he used to call us every time we went to school, he used to
NPC.
Call, yeah, like, "Hey NPC, shut up, shut up, shut up."
Oh, let's go, Coffee Bean. Oh, let's go, Coffee Bean.
Yeah, he's like really bad. We all hate him. And
everyone
also
hates him.
Yeah, Slugbot's sister. We still don't have her. We still don't know what to call her yet. She really hates him, and she really wants to beat him up. And also, we have this other kid called Nython, where he always steals a Coffee Bean's ice cap.
This is a recording of him and his voice.
Yeah. And that's what we like to call the Bothony. We all hate him and we really hope something happens to these people. Even though we report them to our old school head teacher, Miss Mirham never does anything. like the only thing she does is just says Anune in a very strange accent to the, where it just sounds like Anune.
Please give the Derograms podcast a break for about 10 seconds until we get everything back in order. Okay, due to some unfortunate circumstances, Coffee Bean had to leave during the episode. So I'll just finish the episode, give me about like a minute and we'll end it. We also have to talk about how funny these people are. People see them as like really bad people. I mean, like, we see them as bad people too, and like they're not doing the right thing. But sometimes when they interrupted the lessons, we thought that they were funny. Like, for example, when Joshua Hazem jumped off the desk, everyone laughed. It was not the correct thing to do, but everyone did anyway. They saw the way he jumped and the way he's just started laughing. Otherwise, Joshua Hazem also started like a new hobby after that, where he just started creeping on the floor and for some reason just kicking people's legs without the teacher noticing. Like, the teacher did not notice at all that he was crawling on the floor. Everyone did though, and they did not want to snitch because they know that he is a little strong for his size. Yeah. And with his size, he can like avoid hits and kicks. Anyway, I think that's all for today. Time for the outro. Thank you for watching the Derograms podcast, and see you later.
Bye.